Just a reminder that today's learning is sponsored by Yael and Dr. Roy Braid, and it should be a schus of refuah shlema for Ilana Chana Bas Gila Brinala, and also an appreciation of everyone who made our wonderful call possible. Okay, so the pasuk says in the parsha of Vidoy Meiser, Perk Chavav Pasuk Yodalet, Lo achalti v'oni mimenu v'lo v'yarti mimenu b'tamei v'lo nasati mimenu l'meis. I didn't eat, describing Meiser Sheni b'oni in the state of aninus. I didn't burn or get rid of Meiser Sheni b'toma. I didn't give it to me, so we'll have to see what that means. Shemati b'kol Hashem Elokai, Asisi k'chol asher tzivisani. So Rashi says on the pasuk the words v'lo b'yarti mimenu b'tameh. What does that mean? V'lo b'yarti mimenu b'tameh. Rashi in pasuk yedalid. Bein sh'ani tameh v'hu tahor. Bein sh'ani tahor v'hu tameh. Whether I was tameh and the Meiser Sheni was tahor, or whether I was tahor and the Meiser Sheni was tameh, I did not eat it in such a state. The heichan huzhar al kach. Where is the azhara? Where is the lav of eating Meiser Sheni in the state of tuma? Says Rashi, the pasuk lo sucha lechol b'sharecha zo achilas tuma kamoshen emar bepsuli hamukdashin b'sharecha tochlenu hatame v'hatar. So Rashi says the source for the azhara of eating Meiser Sheni b'tuma is the pasuk earlier in Parshas Shvei. Lo suchal lechol b'sharecha. So Rashi tells us that the source, the mucker for the lav of eating Meiser Sheni b'toma is not the pasuk of v'lo b'yarti menu b'tameh. Rather, it's all the way back in Perek Yudbeis, pasuk Yudzayin. That's the mucker, that's the azhara of eating Meiser Sheni b'toma. So where's Rashi coming from? Isn't this pasuk the obvious source for the prohibition of eating Meiser Sheni in the state of Tumah? So really, Rashi's quoting a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara is in Maseches Makos, and Daf Yud Tesamud Beis. The Gemara says, in a context, without getting into the bigger picture, the Gemara says, Desani Reb Shimon Omer, Lo b'yarti menu b'tamei, ben shani tamei v'utar, ben shani tar mevutamei, v'heichan musar, Rashi's quoting an explicit Gemara, v'heichan musar, where is the Azhara for eating Meiser Sheni b'tumah? Alachila in Yodea, etc. The Gemara goes on a few lines later. Says the Gemara, Elatumas Atzmo Minayin. Where do we know that there's a prohibition to eat Meiser Sheni that became Tameh? It says we know by Psul Hamukdashin, Kachim are supposed to be eaten in the state of Tahara. However, Kachim Shenifsalu, if something happened to the korban that it got a mum or a bechor got a mum, you're allowed to eat it in the state of Tuma. So it says the Gemara darshaning only kachim shenifsalu a bechor that got a mum that can be eaten in the state of tumah. However, meiser sheni lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, meiser sheni cannot be eaten in the state of tumah, unlike kachim shenifsalu or kachim that got a mum, like bechor bal mum. So Rashi is really coming from this Gemara, this explicit Gemara in Makos Daf Yud Tesamud Beis, that the mucker for the Azhara for Meiser Sheni, Shenitma, that's Asr Ba'achila, is for the Pasuk of Lo Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha, as opposed to the Pasuk in Vidoy Meiser Sheni, Lo Bi'arti Mimenu B'Tameh. The problem is, there seems to be a Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Chav Dalet, which says otherwise. The Gemara in the Sogya of Isuri Hana says the following. The Gemara says, wants to derive a kal v'chomer that there's a prohibition of eating kachim b'tumah from Meiser Sheni b'tumah. And what's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes for the prohibition of eating Meiser Sheni b'tumah? You can guess it. The Gemara says, ha nafkale mi kal v'chomer Meiser hakal. Uma Meiser hakal amra Torah lo bi'arti mimenu b'tumah. If Meiser, which is more kal than kachim, for various reasons we're not going to get into, the Torah says lo bi'arti mimenu b'tameh, meaning I didn't eat it, consume it when it was tameh. Bisar Kodesh Chamer Lo Kol Shekein, there should be a prohibition. And then the Gemara goes into the problem of Ein Masir Medin. We can't really learn an Azhara from a Kal V'Chomer. But either way, the Gemara, when quoting the source for the Azhara of eating Maaser Sheni B'Toma, the prohibition of eating Maaser Sheni Shenitma, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in our Parsha. Not the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, rather the pasuk of Lo Biyarti Men B'Tameh, as opposed to Lo Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha. So isn't that a stira? A blatant stira in the Gemaras? The Gemara in Makos Yotes Mevez quotes the source of Lo Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha, and the Gemara in Pesachim says Lo Biyarti Men B'Tameh. So Rashi, Gevaldik, Rashi over here in Pesachim and Chavdala picks up on the problem. Rashi says Lo Biyarti V'Zeh Lashono. As hara nafgalon bay biyavamos ba'ara. Rashi doesn't quote the Gemara in Makos, but he quotes the Gemara in Yavamos, which also says that the source, the azhara, for eating ma'aser sheni shenitma is not lo biyarti mimena b'tameh, rather it's lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So Rashi says the Gemara is lav dafka. The Gemara is really quoting the wrong pasuk. Lo biyarti mimena b'tameh is talking about eating ma'aser sheni in the state of tumah, but it's not the source, it's not the exact azhara, the prohibition of eating ma'aser sheni b'tuma, that's really learned from the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, and not lo biyarti mimenu b'tameh in the parsha of vidoy ma'aser. So now, the reality is that it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. In terms of which is the source for the azhara of eating ma'aser sheni b'tuma. The Rambam in Shoresh Ches, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, is discussing which types of prohibitions do we count in the Minyan HaMitzvos. So the Rambam is Mechalik, he differentiates between Azharos and Shlilios, prohibitions, and I think maybe the proper translation is like negations. When the Torah negates things. The Torah says, So some, and Chazal maybe in some places, say that there's a prohibition to act like Korach, to get involved in Machlokas. Maybe it's a formal Azhar. So the Rambam says no. Don't be like Korach. Doesn't mean don't be, it's not a prohibition, don't be like Korach. The Torah is saying that if a person acts like Korach and rebels against the likes of Moshe Rabbeinu, they're not going to get swallowed up by earth. It's never going to happen again that a rebellious person, a person who goes against the authority, they're never going to be like Korach. They're not going to get the same punishment as Korach. They're going to get punishment of Tzara, some other type of punishment. Also, the Torah is not telling you a lav. It's a sipor maisa. The Torah is negating something. Something is not going to happen. This halacha doesn't apply. This happenstance, this mitzias doesn't apply in this situation. That's not a formal azhara. That we don't count in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Basically, when it's a Sipor Maisa, says the Rambam, when the Torah is telling you something, but not actually demanding of something, not telling you to do something, then we don't count it in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Only when the Torah says, do or don't do something. The Rambam, at the end of Shorash Ches, points out a problem with the Shita, because the Rambam says, you'll tell me that I quote in my Minyan HaMitzvos from our Pasuk, our pasuk, which says "Lo achalti v'oni bimenu v'lo v'yarti menu b'tameh v'lo z'nasat menu meis," has three separate mitzvos, which the Rambam does. The Rambam quotes "Lo achalti v'oni bimenu" as the source for the prohibition of eating ma'aser sheni in the state of aninus, which again, aninus is if a relative dies, so the day of the death, a person is an onin and has certain prohibitions like eating kachim and eating ma'aser sheni. So the onin is. That's so the Rambam quotes the source of the prohibition of an onin eating ma'aser sheni is lo achalti onin mimenu. V'lo vi'arti mimenu b'tamei is the source of the prohibition of eating ma'aser sheni in the state of Tumah. V'lo nasati mimenu l'meis is the source that you're only allowed to use ma'aser sheni or money that ma'aser sheni was redeemed onto to purchase food or drink in Yerushalayim, but to purchase other things, which we'll discuss in a little bit. So you're not allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni money to purchase those things. Lo nasati mimenu l'meis. So the Rambam says, I don't understand. According to me, these psukim, these words, should not be quoted as mitzvos. Why? Because it's sipur dvarim ba'alma. The guy who's doing vidur Ma'aser Sheni, this is what he's saying. Lo chalti v'oni, I never did any of these things. But the Torah is not speaking directly to us and telling us don't do these things. It's a person who's doing the mitzvah, Vidur Meiser, he is saying these things, that I never did these things. But how can I, the Rambam, quote these as formal mitzvahs? So the Rambam explains, we're not going to get into that machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, but the Rambam basically explains, if it's muvan me'elav, if it's obvious, it's so clear from the psukim, that it's a lav, it's an azhara, even if it's not formulated in the classic way of an azhara, of a lav, nevertheless it can be counted. So it's obvious that these are averus. The guy is saying, I didn't do these things. He's being mizvadeh. He's confessing that he didn't commit these averus. So obviously, the Torah intends for these to be averus, so that's sufficient for them to be counted in the Rambam's minyan mitzvos. The Ramban argues, ayin sham. Okay, the Ramban has a bunch of questions on the Rambam. We're only going to discuss two of them. So, the first question the Ramban has in the Rambam is, according to the Rambam thinks that the source of the lav of eating Maiser Sheni Betuma is from the pasuk of V'lo Yarti Mimenu Betame, which we know is the simple read of the Gemara Psachim and Chav Dalet, not the Gemara Makos and Daf Yotzei Beis, which is one of the Ramban's questions. What is the Rambam? How does the Rambam read the Gemara Makos? Ein Sham. There's what to discuss. So the Rambam's question. The Rambam holds V'lo Yarti Mimenu Betame is the source for eating Maiser Sheni Betuma, and the Rambam thinks V'lo Nasati Mimenu Lemeis is the source for using the kesef of Maiser Sheni for anything other than Achila and Shasiya. So frek the Ramban, two questions. First of all, according to the Rambam, there should be Malkus on any time you use the money of Maiser Sheni to purchase anything other than food in Yerushalayim, you should get Malkus, because it's a regular lav. A lav you get Malkus for. So according to the Rambam, there should be Malkus for this Isser. And the problem is, the Rambam says there's no Malkus. The Rambam in Paragimel of Hilchos Maiser Sheni Venet Revai, the Rambam writes that there's no Malkus for this prohibition. Where is it? In Halacha Yud, the Rambam quotes this prohibition, but does not mention anything about Malkus. And in Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam lists all those who get Malkus, he does not mention this. And also, frek the Ramban, according to the Rambam, that the prohibition of lo v'yarti menu b'tamei is a lav, it's a formal lav. So the Gemara, now let's hold on to this, the Gemara Yevamo says that there is a prohibition to use Maiser Sheni Shenitma as fuel. Right? Meaning certainly Maiser Sheni Stamazoi, most assume. You can only eat it or drink it. But there's a prohibition to use it for anything else. And the Gemara says, even if you came tummy where it's no longer Roy Lachiel Shasiya, still there's a prohibition, which we're going to discuss. There's a prohibition of using it as fuel for Hadlaka, for Havara. The Rambam quotes that prohibition in the beginning of Paragimel, yet he says that there's no Malkus. He sounds like there's no Malkus. So again, the Ramban asks the same question. There should be Malkus. If you're going to tell me that this pasuk of lo achalti moni b'menu, lo v'yarti menu b'tamei, v'lo nisat menu l'meis are formal lavin, not only are they mitzvos, they're formal lavin, then it should follow that there's Malkus for these prohibitions. Again, using Maiser Sheni for anything, Maiser Sheni Tahor, for anything other than Achil and Shasiyah should get Malkus. The Rambam does not mention any Malkus. And using Maiser Sheni Shenitma, which is the Gemara Yevamos Darshins from V'lo V'yarti Menu B'tameh, if you use it for fuel, for your Madlik with Maiser Sheni Shenitma, according to the Rambam, there should be Malkus, because V'lo V'yarti Menu B'tameh, according to the Rambam, is a formal lav. Those are the two questions of the Ramban that we're going to deal with. Does those make sense? Was that clear? Okay. Fine. So in terms of the question that the Ramban asks about the pasuk v'lo nisati min l'meis, which again, according to the Ramban, is the source that you can't use Maiser Sheni for anything, meaning money, that Maiser Sheni was redeemed onto, and you take it to Yerushalayim. You can't use that money to purchase anything other than food and drink. So that's the source is v'lo nisati min l'meis. We'll see how you get that drasha. So the Ramban asked, there should be Malkus. The Ramban says no Malkus. So why is there no Malkus? So if you look at the Sefer Chinuch and Mitzvah Tafresh Yud, from this week's parsha. The Sefer HaChinuch seems to address that question explicitly. He writes that there's no malchus because it's his lashon is there's a lav hanitin latashlumin. Why is it a lav hanitin latashlumin? Because the halacha is that if a person violates this prohibition and they buy meiser sheni, they use meiser sheni money and purchase something other than food and drink, the halacha is that you're supposed to set aside other money, purchase food, yochel kenegdan, purchase food and you eat it as if it was meiser sheni. Probably some type of knas, that you're supposed to use different money, purchase food, and treat it as if it was meiser sheni, ala tahara, you're supposed to eat it with betahara. So since there's a type of tikkun for violating this lav, says the Sefer HaChinuch, it's a form, it's a type of a lav, hanitin l'tashlumin. And we know one of the exceptions to malchus, like lav hanita kla esay, lav shein b'maisa, lav hanita l'tashlumin, is an exception. There's no malchus. So that's why the Sefer HaChinuch says there's no malchus for this lav. A technicality. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, it's interesting. He seems to understand what the Sefer HaChinuch is saying is not a lav hanita l'tashlumin. It's like a form of a kim levid rabbi mineh. That usually we know when you have a person who violates an aver with two onshin, so you give him the more chamer one. That's the din of kim lemin rabine. So you would think that here he should get malchus and not have to pay, not have a din of yochal kenegdan. But the Minchas Chinuch says we know sometimes the din is loke ve'inu mishalim, loke ve'inu mishalim, like by Adam Zomim perhaps, or some other exceptions to the rule where the din is loke ve'inu mishalim. So to here, the din is loka is mishal. I'm sorry, mishalim ve'inu loka. So here, there's a din of yochel kenegdan, and that punishment is going to override the malchus. So it's not really a lav hanitin l'tashlumin. It's a form of a type of kimle midrabimine. That's the way the Minchas Chinuch understands it. But if you take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch, I think it's more mashma. That's like a type of lav hanitin l'tashlumin, and that's why there's no malchus for the prohibition of lo nesati men l'meis using kesef meiser sheni to purchase anything other than food and drink. Like the Gadim, Kalim, things like that. So that's the first question of the Ramban. The second question of the Ramban. So just like by Chol v'Chaveiro, we say there's Malchus, so too. Right. That's another example. Chol v'Chaveiro is one of those that we should say the guy violated the law of Pen Yosef, but he also has to pay damages. He damaged his friend. So we say, instead of Loka v'in Mishalim, is Mishalim v'in Loka. So what Willie's pointing out is if it's Pachos Mishav Aputa, maybe eat the Gemara against Malchus. So what about over here? Would there be Malchus if the person used less than a pruta of Meiser Sheni? So the din of Yochel Kenegdan is going to be less than a pruta. So maybe there the din is you should get Malchus and not have to use the money to purchase.
Or you didn't actually use the money. It's under a set of pruta, so maybe not anyway.
I don't know. What was that?
Meaning just like under a set of pruta is not really like a real amount of money. So here he didn't use
Mo's Meister
Shani under Prutza. So.
Oh, I'm not sure. Okay, the second question, the Ramban has more questions, but the second question that we're going to deal with, the Ramban asked again, that according to the Ramban, that Veloviyarti Menu Vitame is a formal lav. The Rambam uses it as the source for the prohibition to eat Meister Shani Shenitma. The Gemar Nivamos darshans also from this Pasuk that Meiser Sheni Shenitma, you can't be mavir it, you can't be madlik it, you can't use it as fuel. So according to the Rambam, that this is a formal law, there should also be Malchus for the Gemara Nivamos' prohibition, the Gemara Nivamos and Dafayin Gimel, that there's an Isser to use Meiser Sheni Shenitma as fuel. But the Rambam seems to say that there's no Malchus. Oh. So what's going to be the answer to that question? So if you look at the Tzlach, in Pesachim, there on the Gemara Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, he says that this is the Rambam L'shitasa, very Yishmak. The Rambam, Kayadua, in Hilchos Machalos Asuras Park Ches, the Rambam has a famous klal that he thinks that when you have something that is Asur Bahana'ah, there's only Malchus when you eat it. Let's say you have orla. So orla, we know, pears orla are asr v'achila and also asr v'ana. So says the Rambam, if a person eats orla, they're going to get malchus. But if a person's nehene from orla, even though it's a lav, even though it's a prohibition, nevertheless, there's no malchus. So why is that? So there are two well-known ways to explain the sheet of the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah and Rav Asher, what I heard from Rav Asher. So I don't know where he's probably got it from somewhere else. But the Magen Mishnah says that when you have something that's roi l'achila, even if the Torah asered it b'hana'a, the hana'a shalo b'achila is shalo k'derech hana'aso. Shalo k'derech hana'aso. The derech of eating a food, the normal way to use a food is to eat it. It's true, there's also prohibition to be nehneh from it, but that's shalo k'derech. And once it's shalo k'derech, it bumps it down to, it's still an isur d'oraisa, but there's no malchus. That's the Magen Mishnah's famous explanation of the sheet of the Rambam. And the Tzlach suggests, ulai, that's what's going on here, that Meiser Sheni, we're talking about food. We're talking about food. So the normal way to use food is to eat it. So the normal way to use Meiser Sheni Shenitma is to eat it. So if you get Hana'a from Meiser Sheni Shenitma, like using it as fuel, even though that's an Isser Daraisa, says the Tzlach, according to the Magen Mishnah's explanation of the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, there would not be Malchus for that. Along the same lines, a little different explanation of the Rambam Machalos Asuros, I think the way I heard Rav Asher explain, that the even if you have something that's Asur Bahana, the full Isser, when the Torah prohibits something in Ba'achila and Bahana, the full Isser is Ba'achila. The Torah really, really wants to asur something b'achila. It's also asur b'hana, but there's only malchus on the full-fledged, the bona fide isur b'achila, even though the isur hana is also daraisa, but there's only malchus on the spitz lav of achila, even though hana is also asur midaraisa. So similar, along the same lines, you could say also that ma'isur shein shenitma, the full isur is the isur achila, and the isur hana of hadlaka is a subset of the Isser of Achila, and there's not going to be Malchus on that lower level Isser, even though it is Daraisa. But this is also, I think that Tzlach there in Psachim kind of says this pshat as well. Ayin Sham Psachim Chav Dalet. Maybe we'll suggest one other pshat to answer this question of the Rambam. Again, just to get back into it, the Ramban asks on the Rambam, I don't understand. According to the Rambam, the little Yartaman Mitame is a formal lav. The Gemara Yevamos derives from this pasuk that Meiser Sheni Shenitma, you can't use it as fuel, so there should be Malchus. But the Rambam seems to say in the beginning of Paragimel, Meiser Sheni, there's no Malchus. So we said maybe because of Shalok Eder Chana, like the Rambam Machalas Asur. Ulai, and this I saw Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in Sefer Zichron Shmuel says this pshat. And also the Sefer Mitzvah Melech says this pshat as well. Yesh Lachkor. In the Gemara Yevamos Adaf Ayin Gimel Mabez says that there is an Isser to eat, to use Meiser Sheni Shenitma as fuel. What is that prohibition? We know that there's a mitzvah, the Torah says that where is that? In Perek Yod Dalet, that v'ochlu b'sharecha, that there's a mitzvah to eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, or to drink it. And if you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, you should be poded outside of Yerushalayim and use the money to purchase something to eat and drink. So we learn that you're supposed to use it for eating and drinking, not for anything else. Now, Meiser Sheni Shenitma is no longer roi l'achila. You can no longer be mekayim the mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni, because it's tameh, and there's a prohibition of eating a betumah. Now, the Torah came and also asered, even though Meiser Sheni Shenitma, it asered using it for anything else, even though you can no longer eat it. So Yesh Lachkor, what's the nature of that prohibition? Is it a new lav, a new prohibition? Meiser Sheni, that's Tahor, you're only allowed to use it for Achil and Shasiya, you can't use it for fuel or anything else. And now comes the Torah and says, Meiser Sheni Shenitma is a separate prohibition that even though you can't eat it or drink it, you can't use it for fuel. Or you can say like this: really, what the Torah was telling us from the Yarti Mena B'Tame, that Maaser Sheni Shenitma is usher to use it as fuel, it's being Megale, that even though you would have thought to say that Maaser Sheni was only given a Heter, Achila, and Shasiyah when it's Tahor, but maybe if I can no longer be Mekayim, the Mitzvah, Achila, and Shasiyah, if it's because it's Tame, I can use it for whatever I want. Comes the Torah and says, even though it's Tame, it's still Bechlal, the original prohibition of using Maaser Sheni for anything other than Achila and Shasiyah. Dehainu, in other words, it's a Giloy Kra, it's being Megale, that Maaser Sheni Shenitma is still Bechlal, the original prohibition of eating using Maaser Sheni for anything other than Achila and Shasiyah. So there's Machlokas, Reb Shmuel in the Shtickel proves that's Machlokas between Rashi and Tesvis in Yevamos. We're not going to get into Shitas HaTosis now, but Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis in Yevamos is almost explicit. I'll read you the Lashon. He's almost explicit that the Pshat in Maaser Sheni Shenitma being Aser Bahadlaka is a Giloy Hakra, the second way we said it. There's a Giloy Hakra, the Torah is Megale, that it's still prohibited to use it as Maaser Sheni, use Maaser Sheni for anything other than Achila and Shasiyah. Says Rashi, this is his Lashon, and Ein Gilmon Beis Dibar Masel Veheichan Musar. V'hachi Peirusha, says Rashi. Michlal Shenemar Bevidoy Maaser Lo Biyarti Menu Betamei. The Torah said, by in Vidoy Maaser, in our Parsha, Lo Biyarti Menu Betamei. Demashma Bein Shani Tamei. Hu Mizvade Shelo Biru Be'esh Velo Hidlik Boes Haner. That you didn't use it as fuel. The kol shekein betahor delo nitan ela lachila ushasiya v'sicha. And kol shekein, if Maaser Sheni was tahor, you can't use it for anything other than achila, shasiya, and sicha. Umemela shaminan mi delo hutzrach lezvados ala tahor shma mina hachi ka'amar, says Rashi. Afilu b'shas ha'tuma, even when it's tamei, shelo yichalasi la'ochlo, and I can no longer eat it because I'm prohibited by eating Maaser Sheni b'tuma, lo nasativ lahadlaka, it's still not allowed to be used for hadlaka. In other words, the same prohibition of Maaser Sheni tahor that you can't use it for hadlaka remains even though the Maaser Sheni now is tameh. It's a giloy kra that the original prohibition remains even though the Maaser Sheni is tameh. Alma einu nechal b'tuma v'heichan musar. So that's Rashi's Lashon Yevamos. So Reb Shmuel says that maybe the Rambam holds like Rashi. Maybe the Rambam holds like Rashi, and that the prohibition of lo biyarti menu metame, at least with respect to this iser of using Maaser Sheni Shenitma as fuel, is really just, it's not a formal law. The Rambam's question, there should be Malkus. No, it's not a formal law. It's just a giloy hakra that's bechlal, the bittel essay of eating Maaser Sheni for anything other than achila shasiyah. For anything other than achila shasiyah. There's no malchus for that. There's no malchus for that. It's a bittel of the original mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni for using Maaser Sheni for anything other than achila shasiyah. But it's not a separate lav of using Maaser Sheni shenitma for hadlaka. Rather, it's a giloy hakra that it's bechlal, the original iser of eating Maaser Sheni for anything other than achiel and shasiyo, which there's no malchus for, because it's really kain like a bittel essay. And Reb Shmuel was medayik in the Rambam. Very geshmak. The Rambam at the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Maaser Sheni writes like this: Ha'ochal Maaser Sheni b'tumah loke. This halacha aleph. A person who eats Maaser Sheni b'tumah gets malchus. Shneamar v'lo biyarti mina b'tumah. That's the sheet of the Rambam. That Rambam says you get malchus for eating Maaser Sheni that was nitma. Bein sha maaser tamei va'ochal tar, bein sha maaser tar va'ochal tamei. Whether he was tar and the maaser sheni was tamei, or he was tamei and the maaser sheni was tahar. V'ushi yochos of Yushalayim kodem shiyifter. Okay, the Rambam says that's an interesting sheet. The Rambam says it has to be in Yushalayim to get malchus. Fine. Halacha beis says the Rambam. Va'afilu lahadlik bloas aner acha shenitma aser. And even to light an air with it after it became tamei is aser. Until you're podich, neemar v'lo biyarti menu b'tamei. And this is the Ramban asked. According to the Rambam, there should be malchus. So says Reb Shmuel, he's medayik in the Rambam. What's the lashon of v'afilu? V'afilu lahadik boaz aner achar shenitma aser. it's lahadlik boas ner aser. So says Reb Shmuel, according to Rashi, the Vafilu makes a lot of sense. You would have thought to say that since the Maizer Sheni is Tomei, and I can no longer use it for Achila and Shasiya. So maybe the Hagam, I know there's, it's also Achila, but maybe I could use it for other things other than Achila. How do you know? It's Tomei. I can no longer be Mekai in my mitzvah of Achilas Maizer Sheni because it's Tomei. So maybe I should be able to use it for other Hanos other than Achila and Shasiya. Says the Rambam, no. Va'afil lahadik boas aner achar shenitmas aser ad shiyifte. Says the Rambam, that even though the Maizer Sheni is Tame, and you can no longer be Mekai in your mitzvah Achil and Shasiya, still the Torah never permitted using Maizer Sheni for anything other than Achil and Shasiya, even when you can't actually eat it because it's Tame. You still can't use it for Adlaka. How do I know that? The Torah was Megal that. V'lo b'yarti meni b'tame. Even when the Maizer Sheni is Tamei, I still can't be Mevair it. I still can't use it for Hadlaka Saner. So that's why there's no Malkus. Even though there is Malkus for eating Maizer Sheni Betuma, here, when the Gemara in Yevamos darshens this din from this pasuk, it's just a Gilui that's Bechal, the other prohibition of using Maizer Sheni for anything other than Achil and Shasiya, there's no Malkus for that. That's the shtickle of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in Zichron Shmuel. For the next few minutes, we'll just make one other ha'ara. Is that clear? Make sense? Okay. One other ha'ara, a quick ha'ara. So Rashi says later on, in the same pasuk, Rashi says, "Lo nesati min lemeis lasos lo arin v'tachrichin." So I didn't use the Maizer Sheni to purchase the money of Maizer Sheni to purchase an arin v'tachrichin. I didn't give it to a mace. How do you give something to a mace? You use the money to purchase a coffin and tachrichen. So all of the mefarshim are bothered by a question. The implication is that you're allowed to use the kesef, the money of Maizer Sheni, to purchase clothing for a person who's alive, for yourself. Right? The Torah says, "Lonasati min lemace." I didn't use it to purchase anything for a dead person. But for a live person, it sounds like you're allowed to use Maizer Sheni money to purchase begat and to purchase clothing. So the Ramban, all of the Mefarshim ask this question. The Ramban, right here, asks, it's against the Beferish Pasuk. Because we know the Pasuk says, again, in Parashas Re'eh, Pasuk says, V'nasati v'kaz v'tzarta kesev yadcha v'lachta al makom asher yitchar Hashem l'kecha bo. V'nasata v'chulei v'yachalta Hashem l'fnei Hashem l'kecha v'samachta ato v'secha. The Torah describes bringing the kesev Maizer Sheni to Yerushalayim and purchasing food to eat in Yerushalayim. So how can Rashi, quoting Chazal, quoting the Sifrei, say that, or imply rather, that you're allowed to use kesev Maizer Sheni to purchase begadim? So not without getting into all the different shitos in terms of how to answer this question, I just want to quote two and a half pshatim. So Tosus in Yevamos, Andaf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, asks this question in a bit of a different way, the same question though. He asks it as a stira between Mishnayos and Maizer Sheni and Gemaras and Yevamos, but pretty much it's the same question. You have some Mishnayos which seem to say that there's only prohibition to use Maizer Sheni to buy Avadim Karka and Behema Temeya, and an animal that you won't be able to eat. The implication is you're allowed to use Maizer Sheni to buy clothing. We have other Mishnayos in Maizer Sheni. You'll take a look. Tosas on Ein Gimel Manaf, Dibur Maskil, Nichse Kohen. A lot of sources that imply otherwise, that you're not allowed to use Maizer Sheni for anything other than Achila, Shasiya, and Sicha, like the Ramban quoted from the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So Tosas gives two Teirutzim, and then we're going to quote the Tosas Yeshanim, who quotes Rashi. So Tosas gives two Teirutzim. The first Teirutz that Tosas quotes is a chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. We know that there's a machlokus in Shas, between Rabbi Yehuda and Meir, whether Maizer Sheni is Mamon Gavoa and Mamon Hedyo. So suggests Taisis that Rabbi Meir, who holds Maizer Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, he holds that there are limitations on what you're allowed to use Meiser Sheni for. You can't use Meiser Sheni to purchase even begadim. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyo. He holds you can use Meiser Sheni to purchase Mamon Hedyo. Fascinating. Not going to get into exactly what that tells us about the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Very interesting. That's the first day in Tosis. Tosis gives a second day. We're not going to mention that right now in the interest of time. And Tosis Yeshanim quotes Rashi. He quotes Rashi. And he says, I don't know where he got this from Rashi. Maybe it's a Diak and Rashi and Ayin Dalet and Aleph. But the Tosis Yeshanim says that maybe Rashi, the way Rashi will answer the question, is a chilik between Meiser Sheni Shenitma and Meiser Sheni that is Tahor. Meiser Sheni that is Tahor, where it's Roy Lachil and Shasiya, there the Torah prohibits using it to purchase Begadim. However, Meiser Sheni Shenitma, that became Tameh, Hagam, that there's an Isser to use it for Achil and Shasiya, because that's the lav of eating Meiser Sheni Shenitma. And there's also an Isser of being Madlikit, we learn from Lo B'yarti Mena B'Tameh. But perhaps, says the Tosi Yishanim B'das Rashi, you can use Meiser Sheni Shenitma to purchase Begadim. And maybe that's the Pshat in Rashi Al Torah. He doesn't say this, but maybe that's the Pshat in Rashi Al Torah. Everyone asks on Rashi that Rashi says, Lasos lo arim v'tachrichin. It sounds like from Rashi that you can use Meiser Sheni to purchase Begadim for a live person, but how could that be? Don't we know that Meiser Sheni can only be used for Achil and Shasiya? So perhaps the answer is based on the way Tosi Yeshanim quotes Rashi in Yevamos and Daf, Ayin Gimel Amad Beis. Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph, I'm sorry. That prohibition, that limitation of the Hishtamshus of Meiser Sheni is limited to Meiser Sheni that's Tahor, but Meiser Sheni that's Tameh can be used to purchase Begadim. Can be used to purchase Begadim. And this last thing I'm about to say, I think, is B'derech Efsher, because I didn't really think long enough about it. But maybe this is Rashi L'shitaso. Again, we said Rashi and Yevamos on Ayin Gimel Beis of the opinion that the prohibition of using Meiser Sheni for fuel when it became Tameh is just a Gilei Hakra that the original prohibition of using Meiser Sheni, that's Tahor, for anything other than Achil Shasiya remains for Hadlaka, right? Meaning, you would have thought to say that the limitations of Hishtamshus, of Meiser Sheni, only apply when it's Roy L'Achila, when it's Tahor. Because then you can eat it, then you can drink it. Once it becomes Tameh, it's no longer Roy for those things. So you would have thought to say maybe you can use Meiser Sheni for anything that you want. Comes the Tahor and says, no, you can't use it for Hadlaka when it became Tameh. But the Torah only prohibited using Meiser Sheni Shenitma for fuel. V'lo b'yarti mena v'tamei, says the Torah, Meiser Sheni Shenitma, you can only use it for fuel. Where did the Torah ever prohibit Meiser Sheni Shenitma for buying begadim? There's no source for that, right? Meiser Sheni, that's Tahor. You have to eat it, I have to drink it, I can't use it for anything else. Meiser Sheni Shenitma, the Torah's Megala, that even though it's Tamei, I can't use it for Hadlaka. I can't consume it al yidei using it as fuel. But where did the Torah ever prohibit using Meiser Sheni Shenitma to purchase other things that I may want to use? Begadim. So maybe, according to Rashi, if I have Meiser Sheni that was Tamei, if I'm poded outside Yushalayim and I bring the Keset to Yushalayim, I could go shopping. And maybe that's the Pshan Rashi ala Torah, that lasos lo arin v'tachrich, and there's only prohibition to use Meiser Sheni, talking about Meiser Sheni, that's Tameh. Meiser Sheni, that was Tameh, I can't use to buy arin v'tachrich, but I can use it to buy the begadim for a live person. Fine, stop here.